This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Here on the broadcast to really lay out the enemy plan, and I dare say if you choose to accept this mission, you have an incredible responsibility, because we have a real chance of stopping the New World Order that is a nightmarish authoritarian post-human plan in their own words. I know total genocide against the species sounds completely alien, and why would they do that? They're humans. They're on a power trip and believe they've taken control of human evolution and are building the Ubermenschen. That's what Hitler was building. These folks aren't Nazis. Hitler was a spinoff of their group. This was Hitler's daddy. And they snatched him bald-headed like a wicked stepchild. Now, we're going to lay it all out today. But something very interesting happened that really crystallized a lot of things. And I was so busy, I didn't notice this happened 5 days ago. Melinda Gates went on today, one of the big morning shows, wearing an upside-down cross. Now, Snopes says, well, we don't know it's satanic. It is an upside-down cross, but that doesn't mean affiliation with the Church of Satan, because they supposedly are the authority. So Snopes checked with them, and they said, is she a Satanist? I'm not kidding. And they went, oh, well, an upside-down cross isn't necessarily affiliated with us. And we've blown it up. We're going to show you some shots of that coming up in the last segment of this hour. And it is an upside-down cross, clear as day, with a ring of rubies around it, like a corona. And I actually said, you know, I've seen that symbol before. And I went and did some research, and I sent it over to the producer this morning. But that producer is off today, so I didn't see it in my full stack. But I'm going to resend it to the new producer. And I'm going to show you actually where that symbol comes from. I said, where have I seen an upside-down cross with a red corona around it? And where I thought I'd seen it. Very horrible sign. Symbolizes the death of the sun. So it's beyond a pentagram. It's about as satanic as you can get. Oh, notice she's wearing the pink sweater. Just like he wears it, now Zuckerberg wears it. It's this non-threateningness. Oh, pink sweaters, all PR. These are very evil people put in charge by Satan because they are ready to carry out the operation against you and your family. But, you know, why just stop with an upside-down cross? You know, the bills they're sponsoring in Europe, in African countries, and in the United States, and the patents are all 666. And I printed them all for you. And it's admitted they're sponsoring it. So, by the way, I looked up the order of bills. No one's even sure how they got them done this way, because they're out of order. That's how much power they got. They're like, we want 666 on it. Because that's part of the magic, is they have to piss in your face. It's called lesser magic. They have to show you that they're going to absolutely murder you and your family before they do it. then Bill Gates gets to laugh at you and rub it in. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big Tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's.
Phases, and then there can be no more stealth. Suddenly, you're in a permanent lockdown. Suddenly, they're coming with forced inoculation. Suddenly, the world's going bankrupt. Suddenly, your savings are gone. Suddenly, there's trained domestic political police contact tracers. And suddenly, they're all over Congress and all over state houses saying, "We're coming in your homes to make sure you're safe. We're going to take your temperature and take your blood. We've got all these college students ready to wear armbands." That's right. They passed laws in Alaska and other U.S. states where to show the contact tracers and the EMTs are good, they must themselves wear a government armband that is certified that they have been tested by the special government testers. After all, they've all been tested. They wear the armband to show they are pure and good. You must wear the mark as well. So the total cult control is here. Snap, you're in the trap. But we hope we could back this off. Phase one of the extermination operation. We have it. But we're not caught flat-footed. And so there is a fire storm of galactic proportions going on, of truly colossal proportions, gigantor proportions, that every video about Bill Gates on YouTube is 99%, if not 100%. I read probably 300 comments this morning about his wife on a Today program where she's wearing the upside down cross, and I could not find one person supporting her. So these are on sites that are being force-fed out the sheeple, that are being driven at the people on censored YouTube, and still everywhere the people are aware of everything, and it sounds like Alex Jones has possessed them. And now you have Japanese and Italian members of parliament coming out and medical doctors coming out and saying this is a planetary takeover plan. Fauci and Bill and Melinda Gates own the virus. They patented it 2 years ago. It's the same chimera. They worked with China to release it against Taiwan and Hong Kong. And now the same globalists are using it here. I mean, the learning curve is just absolutely devastating. Nothing like going under martial law to get people up to speed a little bit. And then everybody trying to suppress it. And all these incredible scientists and medical doctors and Nobel Prize winners coming out and saying the same things. They're all being banned. Their videos are being banned. And you think they lay down when that happens? No. More scientists, more doctors go public. So, in January, in early February, one of the most prestigious Indian biomedical university labs with electron microscopes and gene editing equipment, scanned it and said it is conclusively man-made. It has P-shuttle injection points. It's been given gain of function in the HIV delivery system, not HIV content of the virus, the delivery system. Then the discoverer of HIV came out, Luc Montagnier, and said he scanned it and it's totally man-made. I'll show you guys the document cam shot, please. So now we have just incredible developments unfolding, and the story's up on Infowars.com. Maybe we can just pull it up from there. Austrian study finds sign of human intervention in coronavirus. And that is a Infowars.com report that links to the mainline Australian news and university. And they talk about the gain of function and the HIV delivery system added on to the coronavirus. A study led by Nikoli Petrovinsky, a vaccine researcher at Flinders University. The scientist and his team discovered that the coronavirus is optimized for penetration into human cells rather than animal cells, which means that the theory that it emerged from an animal market and jumped into humans is naturally unlikely. Then they go into more the characteristics of it. But here's the deal. You have to put it in to a Petri dish, and then you have to see which of the cells have mutated and will attack a human, and then you have to take those out and continue to culture them in more cells. So Australian study finds, a very respected university and scientist team. Coronavirus man-made, says the discoverer of HIV. I mean, go listen to them in a radio interview. Indian scientists discover coronavirus engineered with HIV's AIDS-like insertions. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation threatened their money, threatened India, who's, by the way, banned their foundation, but they still have money there through front groups, and told them that you better withdraw that paper. So they withdrew that paper 4 months ago. They withdrew that paper, but said, we're not withdrawing it for cause. It's on hold while we challenge those challenging it to show us any proof. No one's challenged it. And so now not every university, not every scientist is owned. And so people are going and looking at this. And they're like, this is Frankenstein. Now, the next statement is, well, Alex, wait a minute. If it's a hoax, then why is it a bio-made weapon in a lab? They have to own it, and it's got to spread fast, and it's got to create fear so everyone gets infected so that now everyone can be suspected bad and everyone can be pushed to have a vaccine to then have the antibodies so that you can go about your life. It's all engineered to do that, and they want to get rid of old people. And it is a souped-up cold virus. It does exist. That's clear. And if you don't have vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C at high levels, even Yahoo News said this last Thursday, everyone they studied in Sweden and in other EU countries that had died had low vitamin D. I mean, the NIH website says if you don't have enough zinc or vitamin D, your cells are penetratable by viruses. If you have it, they're virtually impregnable. But that's on the NIH website. This is just basic biology. So it is a disease of malnutrition. Well, who's malnourished? The third world is malnourished. Old people get malnourished because their guts don't absorb things good anymore. And they're fed all that crappy nursing home food, and that's what's going on. And that's why they don't want you to know about vitamins and minerals. That's why they don't want you to know about sunlight and natural vitamin D. And now the NIH has had to admit, it's up on Infowars.com, Health and Human Services Secretary, no coronavirus spikes in reopened areas, only closed areas. And that's because people are locked up in high-rises with the ventilation system circulating it. They're not getting vitamin D. They're eating crappy food. They live in canyons and don't get sunlight. And the blue cities are on the globalist payroll under total World Health Organization control, under UN NIH control. And so they are now there. And when they do go get sick, they slap COVID on it right away to get the money. Could be flu, could be COVID, could be heart disease, could be, they're putting it on people that die in car accidents and gunshot wounds. I'm not joking. Look it up. Because they want the money. So that's why you're also seeing it in those areas. And this is so diabolical. But the good news is it's coming out. But then you tell people, hey, did you hear it's confirmed man-made? Well, there's some debate about that. You know, Snopes says, and of course the Pentagon says, we don't think it's conclusive because if China did this on purpose, it's an act of war. And also they know that Fauci and Bill and Melinda Gates are involved. Bill and Melinda Gates have bought off a lot of the higher brass at the Pentagon, folks, because they're the front group for the globalists. And so, yeah, there are a lot of people wanting to cover this up and go, it's just China. China's the problem. China's the big globalist command base. It's the big enemy. It's the big monster, the big robot. But the little creature up in the top of the robot running, the little gremlin, is the New World Order. Make no mistake, the men on your screen, other people you need to understand, are in command. I'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones here back live. Bernie Sanders has joined many on the left in saying the lockdown's great. It's cut the planet's carbon footprint. It's getting us used to a universal income. It's teaching us to be dependent on the state. It's creating a Cloward and Piven collapse. We'll play that clip coming up. I also want to open the phones in the second and third hour. Dan Lyman will be joining us from EuropeWars.com. Interpol says EU faces second migrant wave as coronavirus crisis takes hold. And the UN says, and the EU says, the migrants, the invaders are welcome to the globalists, collapse the third world, and then flood us with them using them as a weapon, while they also carry out the sterilization of the third world. So the globalists are attacking in a 360 full-spectrum dominance operation. That's all coming up. But here's something that's really, really chilling. You're seeing this in all the blue state and socialist and globalist areas. CDC promoted training materials say quarantine children of sick parents. And we've got all these clips of aldermen in Chicago and Democrat legislators in California. Everywhere saying, and UN officials are the ones that have been pushing us for months, that they need to go into our homes and make us take a test. A test, by the way, put out by Bill and Melinda Gates that has all these false positives. That's now been confirmed. The FDA just shut down their big Seattle lab that's been putting out the fake test. And it was confirmed. They were just completely fake. Everyone is infected that has it. The CDC got caught with Chinese-made and Bill and Melinda Gates-made ones. Remember this a few weeks ago it ended? That were contaminated with COVID-19. Bill Gates has got a test for you. Just stick this swab up your nose and put it in a container and ship it back to us, dum-dums. Yeah, let me stick something up my nose. Bill Gates sent me. That sounds like a real good idea. Well, the FDA shut down their operation, which, by the way, the FDA has been run by Bill and Melinda Gates. That is a very good sign that Trump's really starting to move against these people. CDC promoted training manual says quarantine children of six parents up on nationalfile.com. It's also on Infowars.com. And this is what the CDC is pushing. Meanwhile, the Dow soars 700 points on the hope that we'll get a vaccine soon. And meanwhile, you ought to see the folks that are moderating and running the censorship of conservatives right now. We'll get into some of that incredible footage coming up. And I want to play a clip from a Millie Weaver report that's really good. It's about 12 minutes long, but just play a minute or two of it. He's just got the best version of Trump explaining that he does not want forced inoculations. The clip I was able to find was very grainy. And there's a big trucker protest going on. So it sounds like air raid sirens. We've not added air raid sirens to this. Even sounds scarier than our air raid sirens. And this should not get promoted in the media. The media said that Trump was going to go along with Fauci and forced inoculation. So here's the deal. Bill and Melinda Gates are competing to be the presidents of the world. And they're trying to come in and take control of the CDC, which is full of all their people in the NIH. Like Birx and Fauci and all the rest of them. And so it's good that Trump is sidelining them more and more. He's figured that out now. But when he talks about the military coming in and delivering it, with the background and with the bureaucrats saying they want forced inoculation to be able to have a job, to go in a store, to have a special ID passport. Later it's going to be an implantable ink inside the vaccine. ID 2020. This has all been announced. With that climate, it's a fair thing to say, hey, Trump, you better back off on forced inoculations because the people around him are pushing it. But it is not completely accurate to say he is pushing it. But the concern is there. And I did not know that he had that same day said, no, it does not need to be mandatory and people shouldn't be made to do it. That is extremely positive. But we need to see more sidelining of the globalist and their removal. And we need to see discrediting of the vaccines that we know have never been able to help you with a respiratory issue. And so what is in the vaccine is the question when the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have been caught and banned in at least seven countries from giving vaccines because people were getting paralyzed and dying and they were caught buying off the local officials. They were just banned in two different African countries, Tanzania and Kenya. They were banned in India a few years ago, and they killed a bunch of people. I mean, this is mainstream news. This is, you know, Times of India. But you won't see it here, folks. They keep it all quiet, and they promote and fund, since the 90s, a fertility reduction vaccine. And I showed you that last Friday on the show. We've got the folder right here. I mean, this is incredible. And by the way, we're at UN's website. And then you follow who funded it. And it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or a bunch of foundations they funded. Go look at it for yourself. Don't believe me. Type in HCG vaccine. HCG anti-fertility vaccine. Or anti-fertility vaccine. You'll be on the UN website. Go look at the foundations. And every one of them is funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. You say, who died and made them king of the earth? They are a front group. IBM was the chairmanship of the eugenics board because Thomas Watson was above Hitler. Look this up. I mean, in the actual hierarchy, Edward VIII was above Thomas Watson, and then under Thomas Watson was Hitler. And then British intelligence and Roosevelt triple-crossed him and beat him. And then the king had to advocate, and then the head of IBM had to just, you know, shut up. But this all went underground, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you mainline history. The King of England was to rule the European Union. They had a plan in the early 40s to take over countries and put sterilants in the food. Where do you think fluoride in the water comes from? These people. Here's Millie Weaver with a clip of the president.
Many people in President Trump's base are concerned about mandatory vaccines. Blue states such as New York, California, and Minnesota have removed religious and philosophical exemptions to mandated vaccine requirements for public schools. Some red states such as Mississippi and West Virginia have done the same. Liberals tend to lean more towards advocating government mandated vaccinations, whereas conservatives tend to lean more towards advocating freedom of choice. From the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak, both sides have weighed in over their concerns over a COVID-19 vaccination. Some love the idea and some hate it. With Bill Gates, the World Health Organization, and other medical authorities pushing for a COVID-19 vaccine, along with Democrats putting forth the controversial H.R. Bill 6666, this subject has the volatility to stir a lot of political intrigue and division. To make matters even more
All right, we're going to come back with the part with Trump. I just wanted you to know that she did an excellent report, you know, just as a news person showing you both sides, but I'm not joking about all these 666 bills, okay? These people just don't wear pentagrams and upside-down crosses on TV. Believe me, they're not atheists. They are the most hardcore Satanists the planet have ever seen. They want your life, and they're going to get it, too. Don't you worry, because you're going to submit to them. You're going to let them rule you. Prepare for your convulsions.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete, so you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order, and that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tell you what Melinda Gates on today program was really wearing on national TV. Was it just a upside down cross? No, it was far worse than that. What was the red circle of rubies around it? What does that mean? It's a corona. Sun is yellow. The crown is red. And in the occult, you wear that symbol hoping for the death of the earth, which is about the most satanic
spirit there is, the spirit of Satan, to kill, steal, and destroy. When you believe in the occult, these different demons and different entities, different things with different attributes, different curses, different things they do, and she's up there doing a death ritual. Well, of course, what does Bill Gates say? We want more childhood death. So next segment, I'm going to show you these symbols. We have the HD video. We blew it up. It's bigger than Dallas, where Miss French is from, that it's an upside-down cross with a red corona around it. But, of course, they did Event 201 last October, and they even handed out corona doll plush toys. And it turns out there were more than 40 programs funded by the NIH and Bill and Melinda Gates at the Wuhan lab. There were deals funded by them from Chapel Hill and Fauci in 2015. It was a scandal in the scientific community. People said, you're giving gain of function, weaponized cold virus to the Chinese when it should be banned. And of course, it's them. It's them. It's them. And of course, Snopes goes, well, it is upside down cross, but that we ask the Church of Satan. They're the authority. That's how it works a lot. They are the authority. As if the Church of Satan and that carnival barker Anton LaVey are the top Satanists. I mean, give me a break. Those aren't even real Satanists. Those are pop Satanists. Anton LaVey didn't know anything about Satanism. The real Satanist wouldn't get within 1,000 yards of that guy. Oh, but they say it doesn't mean you're a Satanist to wear an upside down cross. Oh, no. No, no. You're the authority. Whatever fat slob runs that organization now. Satanists aren't about having sex with hot women. They're about killing the planet. They're about murdering all life, draining the oceans. And all you idiots that think you're part of something cool better get the hell out of what you're involved in right now. Because the party's about to be over. And you're going to be crying for your mommies. I can tell you that right now. Okay, now let's lay it all out. It's good news that InfoWars has 5 times the listeners we've ever had on our platforms and visitors. And we've had some growing pains because of having to get even bigger servers and systems. And we've had, obviously, Bill Gates and the globalists a lot of stuff behind the scenes. And I am not at liberty to tell you the things that are going on behind the scenes yet, because I have been given information and confidence. And I'll just leave it at that. But this stuff will all be coming out soon. Just know this. There is a civil war going on inside the government right now. And it really breaks into 2 camps. People that are just common sense and want a pro-human future, and those that are psychotic killers. And they're using just mentally ill mafia types, control freaks, morons, that just through their leftist ideology, they really believe tearing down America and tearing down capitalism is going to rebuild some utopia. They have an army of useful idiots trained in the colleges that actually believe that Christians and conservatives and nationalists are Nazis. They're cult brainwashed fools, and you cannot get through to them. And then their bosses come from the groups that literally created Hitler as a side project, a dialectic. Wind him up, tell him he's going to rule the world, blow him up, and then bring in the scientific dictators. They didn't want a king of England who was really German over EU world government. They weren't going to let the Saxe Coburgs run stuff. But they gave Hitler the whole plan, the go-ahead, the money, the weapons, the General Motors and Ford factories. They gave them everything. Bill and Melinda Gates' family the grandfathers, all of them, look into them, are in the inner club that ran the computers in the death camps. Yeah, these are some serious hombres.
You know, you think of the Gambinos as the tough mafia life. They run hookers, and they run illegal gambling facilities, and then later they dealt drugs. Oh, my, what tough guys in their black Cadillacs and their big cigars. They're so scary.
When the real mafia gives you injections of time-release cancer viruses, that as soon as your hormone levels drop to a certain point, right around menopause, you die. They already had it time released by the 50s. Viruses that were hormone triggered to be embedded in your cells and then to start replicating when your hormone levels change. They tested them out on guinea pigs, rats, rabbits, and then human trials in the third world and here in the United States. And then they all gave it to you in your polio shots. And then we had the cancer epidemic and grandma and grandpa. And now the kids die of cancer. No, it's just so much fun. Oh, but oh, the Crips are a scary gang. Oh, MS-13. Oh, they do devil rituals and kill little kids sometimes. Oh, my. They're the hardest dudes. Oh, but Bill Gates is wearing a pink sweater. And he acts effeminate. That's all an act, ladies and gentlemen. Behind the scenes, Bill Gates is literally hopping around like a gremlin. I know people that know him is going, yeah, get that work done now. 18 hours a day, he used to take everything over. He's just, they go, well, we got one of the most evil ones ever here. He was a totally satanic demon by age 10, reportedly. He is a monster unleashed on you. With savage will, little cunning eyes, attacking. Like a pit bull, just never stops, never sleeps, never backs down. But he's got a pink sweater. Liberal. It's called camouflage. He was in a black uniform with SS twin lightning bolt runes on him. Why, you'd mobilize against him, but there he is. I'm just a nerd who really wants to put things in your body. And did I tell you there's too many people? Oh, look at the little, oh, he's so, oh. So, here's the deal. Bill Gates believes he's a guardian of the earth, but he knows he likes the power over people, and he loves running the orphanages where they test deadly stuff on kids, but they got thrown out of Africa and India. But the lower level people beneath them, they're all like, yes, we have to mitigate the wild human infestation. That's what it's called in the documents. Free-roaming humans are a major problem. It's tough. And there's a lot of gallant people against us because they don't understand the larger good. We're doing an emergency triage for the Earth. Let's do it. I know there's sterilists in the shots, but we've got to do it for Earth. And Bill Gates is like, good job. You understand. By the scenes, he's like, ah, Satan. Ah! His wife's wearing upside-down crosses.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet
packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Recorded instances on hieroglyphs and Sanskrit. We learn of civilizations rising after being given knowledge, they said, from the gods. But then always, cults would begin to form after a civilization was built that worshipped gods that demanded blood. Gods that demanded human sacrifice. Gods that created civilizations based on slavery. Was it some sick psychological implant or a artifact from another world, another time, that made all humans? Black humans, white humans, yellow humans, brown humans, every human group that didn't even have contact with each other. But build pyramids and start chopping children's hearts out and drinking blood and worshiping snake gods. Why did they do it? Well, let's not debate that. It's a historic fact. We don't know why. Let's not go to the Bible or other texts that tell us why. Let's just say we know this is going on. No one debates that. And then let's fast forward. Where China has aborted 400 million children, most of them little girls, and killed, reportedly, several million after they were born. They're the good guys, aren't they? They're socialists. They build a utopia. They care about humanity. They tell us on the news that Xi Jinping must crush Trump to save America. That's a quote from the Washington Post headline. So let's look at Melinda Gates. And you know, I missed this, that it was such a huge topic 5 days ago. She went on the Today Show in the morning. And I even played the clip of her. I just didn't even notice what she was wearing on her shirt, where she said, oh, Trump's done a terrible job. There's no leadership. You know, we're the best. We need to run things. The UN's wonderful. China's wonderful. But then an article attacking me I found yesterday, it mentioned that, you know, Jones and his conspiracy theories, that they're devil worshippers. So I'm like, wow, I didn't know I was the one that said she was wearing an upside-down cross around her neck. And so I found the HD video on the Today Channel's YouTube, and I blew it up, and sure as anything, it's not that the cross fell over, it's hooked on wrong, you can see the loop, it's hanging upside down. And we'll blow it up here for you, full screen for TV viewers, please. But when you zoom in on it, you notice that it has a red ring. Can we do what we did earlier in the start of the show, guys? Just full screen it, please. It has a red ring of rubies that's behind it, and it's a corona. Oh, and notice she's wearing the non-threatening, like Bill does, pink uniform. You know, she's non-threatening, but she's got that upside-down cross bigger than Dallas, symbolizing Christianity on its head, Christ on his head. The cross is a symbol of life, of rejuvenation. It's also a sun symbol. And the corona is a sun symbol. The sun is yellow, but the corona is red. And rubies symbolize the corona. And if you get into black magic and things, a red circle and all the other connotations is a symbol of the sun. And you have that with an upside-down cross. It's saying death to the sun. S-O-N. Instead of S-U-N, but it's all death to Christ, death to earth, death to rebirth. It is such a black magic symbol. Death to the sun. He is the sun. Bring in the darkness upside down. But hey, let's not worry about that. Let's look at the facts. They have sponsored and funded the groups pushing the contact tracing. They push that in Event 201. The Rockefeller Foundation does as well in lockstep. H.R. 6666. $100 billion to set up an army of leftists to come into your house and take you away. And that's actually in the CDC documents we just covered last segment. Oh, but that's okay. Here's the patent for a wristwatch or a phone or a chip in your arm or a bracelet that makes you a currency when you go around and follow the exact task like a robot of cryptocurrency to track you and to be a world ID. This is world patent 2020-060606. I'm sure just an accident, right? Just keeps 666-ing. An invisible quantum dot tattoo can be used for ID vaccinated kids so you can travel about. Invisible ink tattoos be used in ID vaccinated kids. He's got all the patents. But let me show you some of the symbols right here. Now, again, why would you throw an upside-down cross in people's face like that? It's called lesser magic. It's called counting coup. The occultists believe that if you show it in a model first and show people, and they don't understand what's happening, that you get even more power over them when you actually carry out the act. So, why do the Nazis wear a skull and crossbones on their cap? Because they're coming to kill your ass. Yeah. Let's continue. Peace symbol. Talk about throwing it in your face. The peace symbol is at least a 10,000-year-old Norse symbol for death. Now, by itself, it means death. With a circle around it, it means total death. Complete death. A ritual of death. A covenant of death. They don't tell you that on WikiLeaks, though, ladies and gentlemen. Or Wikipedia, excuse me. No, they don't tell you that this is a symbol of total death. It's a tree that's dead. And it's a circle. It means complete. The circle is now complete. And you can go into all this for yourself. And the Nazis' black sun symbol. If the sun's black, it means total death. The fall of the sun. And that's what she had basically around her neck, is a black sun. It could be black or it can be red. So you might want to learn about this, folks. You might want to begin to understand it. But that's what they're doing. But the best part is, people are really waking up fast and understanding what's going on. So here's the YouTube site of today's show. Melinda Gates on pandemic. We haven't had any leadership at the national level. It's chaos. No, they've created the chaos and the fear and the hysteria. Every comment, and I'm not kidding when I said I probably read 500 of them. I sped read them this morning. I mean, this is incredible. Not one comment's for her. She's wearing an upside-down cross. We will not take your vaccine, Amanda Wrightwell said. Paul says, why does she have a satanic upside-down cross on her neck? It's clear as day. These people are evil. Tamer says, why on earth is she an authority in the interview? Believe says, I don't trust transgender men wearing upside-down crosses. They created a problem. Now they have the solution, says DJ in the UK. Doc Brown, she talks like she's been trained, and these phonies aren't even doctors. We reject you, your evil husband, and everything you stand for. Never trust a man with a vaccine who wants to reduce the population. Hannah made a great point. Catherine Kirkpatrick, is she wearing an upside-down cross? Is it like they want to show us they know they're basically the Antichrist? Michael Knight says, no thanks, keep your poisons, call vaccines. He's a Satanist, that's why he wears an upside-down cross. I mean, folks, when I tell you every comment, okay, this is just like 100 of them. The Satanist is openly wearing an inverted cross. She's wearing an Antichrist cross as a necklace. Wake up, people. Plandemic. We do not consent. 2020. I like how the news tries to make these people seem like little angels. Ha, 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 ha. Sandy boy. It's a dude. Wake up. Disgusting. She's wearing a satanic upside-down cross. Skylar Smith. I'm not sure why you think Bill and you are, but stay out of our business. No vaccines, no chips. It's just better and better, folks. And again, it's every video about them. So they thought they'd get away with this. Now they're flaunting it in your face. And they're these ultra-rich, crazy people that represent all the big robber baron money of the European elite and other globalist elite. China's on board with them. And Bill Gates runs around openly saying we need to depopulate the earth. And China's great, America's bad, and now they're just up there saying, we're going to do this to you. Let me show you the runes here. This is the Al-Jiz, life beginning protection, a tree that's alive and reaching up to the sky. Death, the end and war, and that's what she's wearing around her neck, is the sun setting into oblivion. And he said, Event 201 was just the beginning. This is just a drill. The real ones are coming. He is going to preside over our annihilation and the greatest satanic mass sacrifice ever seen. We'll make Aztecs killing 10,000 a day seem like a drop in the ocean. Your blood is Bill Gates' as bow to your God.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.